Time for Tech Talk today, and we're joined by Scott Mult from Computers and Beyond, located here on East College Drive in Marshall. Scott, good to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
Yeah, we're excited to talk a little bit about the Apple Watch, which was released this spring, and we've seen a lot of folks walking around with those on their wrists now. The wearable devices really are pretty popular, aren't they?
They are. And there's other products out there besides the Apple Watch, but Apple Watch, of course, is the most popular. Really, what wearables are is advanced electronics that are incorporated in clothing or accessories. Some of the things that have been popular are like Google Glass. There's the Fitbit bands. The Moto 360 is another watch that Motorola has. But today we're going to really talk about the Apple Watch.
Yeah, you bet. And of course, there are many folks that have the iPhones. There really are a lot of different things that this Apple Watch can do, working with that, working independently, and a lot of different things.
The Apple Watch will work with an iPhone 5 or greater. That's something that's going to be required for the Apple Watch to work. But there's all kinds of cool things you can do with it. First of all, it's the Apple Watch, to turn it on or to see what's on the display, you just lift up your wrist, and then the watch wakes up, and you'll be able to see your watch. And just lower your wrist, and it shuts the display off. So pretty easy to turn on and off there. And then you can customize the face of the watch. You can design what you want the hands to look like, or whatever the type of face you want. But you can also put other useful information on the little pieces, anyway they call it, like a weather piece and a next meeting appointment, or a quick snapshot of your physical activity. Those are things that can be put on that face of the watch.
Okay, and then it's a tappable screen, just like your phone would be, right?
Exactly. So let's say if you have a few of those pieces on the watch set up on there. Let's say it's the weather or something. You press on that with your finger and it brings up more information about the weather. You can also access things through swiping up and swiping down on the watch. For instance, swiping up, you'll see quick glances. So just quick information, maybe more detailed information about the weather than you have on the face, but it's just just a quick piece of information, or a quick glance of your calendar or stock market or whatever types of things you have it set up to show you on a glance. Okay. And if you click on that, if you tap on that glance, then it'll bring up the full app and you'll have access to more information.
Okay, and much like swiping down on your iPhone, you can get your notifications that same way on the Apple Watch.
Yes, that's correct. You can swipe down and all your missed notifications will be available, and you can scroll through those and see what they are, and then you can act on them. So kind of cool there.
Okay. And something that Apple did, to kind of remind you that the watches of the old days, they've got the digital crown on there. That's pretty cool.
Yep. So, a crown is like on the old watches where you used to wind up your watch, or you change the time or whatever on the watch. Well, they have that on here, and it's called their digital crown. And that's what's used to help do things on the watch. First of all, let's say if you're on a list of things you're going through, you can turn that unit and it goes up and down through that list. And the faster you turn it, the faster it goes through that list. So let's say if you have a whole bunch of songs that are on this list that you're wanting to quickly go through, you just quickly spin that up or down and you'll be able to access the songs fairly quickly. You can also, if you press on that button or on the crown itself, then it actually will give you the access to all the programs. Some other cool things that you can do on there is be able to control settings in a program. Let's say if you're keeping track of your calories and you have calorie goals in the fitness app, you can scroll up and down through that little turning that digital crown, and it'll change the numbers, on how many calories you're wanting to set for your goals, or setting a timer or things like that. And if you're in an area that you can zoom in and out, you can turn the crown to actually zoom in on something. So kind of cool there too. Another thing is you can use Siri. If you hold the digital crown down, Siri will pop up and you can start asking it questions and telling it things. So
okay, just like normal Siri on your phone, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. And now the screen, we mentioned that you can swipe and tap, but it's got pressure sensitivity. Is that right?
It does. Yes. If you press firmly on the screen, then you can get some additional controls that are in that application. So let's say you're in the Maps app because you're wanting to navigate someplace. You can press firmly on that Maps app and you can then choose your search options. You can either choose dictate and have it and speak what those options speak what where you want to go, or you can enter it in through one of the last things or whatever. There's a few options there to search what you want to look for. Another thing is underneath the digital crown, there's one more button, and this is if you press this button, and you can press it whatever app you're in or whatever, it's going to bring up the same stuff. It'll bring up a screen of people that you want to connect to the most. So you can use this to access assist these people and then quickly make a call or send a message to them or even share your heartbeat to them. So that you're still alive and kicking, I guess. But
well, you know, there's a lot of different things that the Apple Watch can do, you know, and especially as we continue to see these apps evolve, you know, you can pay for things, you can monitor your workouts. It's kind of endless almost.
Yes. There are so many apps out there and they keep growing all the time and all the things that are available for it. You know, you can do a lot of customizing to the watch to make it look very much how you want it, whether you want a Mickey Mouse watch or if you want a very traditional, you know, elegant looking watch, you can do that. And there's all kinds of wristband options or whatever you want to call it that the watch holds on your wrist.
Sure.
The pricing on those can vary drastically. You can get into the Apple Watch for starting at $349, but okay. You can get Apple Watches that are as expensive as $12,000.
Yeah, they use the gold and everything. I mean, they're fancy stuff. So
exactly. So all kinds of budgets can get it.
Right, exactly. So cool thing, if you're into the wearable technology or if it's something that sounds interesting to you, come on down to Computers and Beyond and talk with Scott and the gang. They'd love to tell you more about it.
Yeah, we'd love to talk more about it. Unfortunately, the Apple Watch is not one of the items that we can sell, even though we sell a lot of Apple products. But we'd love to talk about it. Or if you need help getting it synchronized with your iPhone or whatever, let us know and we can help you with that.
Okay, very good. And of course, Computers and Beyond is right here in Marshall. Tell us a little bit about your location and your hours, if you would.
Sure. We're located on East College Drive here next to Burger King. And our hours are 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. On Thursdays, we're open until 8. And then Saturdays, we're open from 10 to 3.
All right. Very good, Scott. Good to see you again. Thanks for swinging by today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds great. Talk to you later.
Very good. That's Tech Talk. It's brought to you by Computers and Beyond of Marshall.